start in just a minute. I wanted to get through some administrative stuff. We have a number of measure drafting and introduction requests for today. As you might recall from a memo was sent out, either Senator Clarno or myself need to approve them. I believe that all of these have been approved by one or the other, so I would ask for the committee's indulgence while the committee staff reads the proposed measures.
Co-Chair Brown, we have distributed a list of these requests to the members of the committee. Number one is local gas tax preemption from PacWest Angela Dilks through Senator Clarno. It's a drafting request. Do you want me to read each of these, or do you want to just look at the list? What would you prefer?
Remove the list plus one, Madam Chair.
Yes, we have one added that's not on the list. This is submitted by Senator Beyer, and it is LC 2136 relating to state agency debt collection practices. I might just mention that all of these are drafting requests with the exception of the sixth one there, which is a introduction request, real estate transfer taxes through Senator Brown.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved that all of the proposed eight measure introductions will be drafted and introduced. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Great. Moving along. Jim, the next bill.
You want to open a
public hearing. Thank you. I want to open a public hearing on SJM 1.
Madam Co-Chair, Senate Joint Memorial 1 urges the U.S. Congress to establish a commission to examine the institution of slavery and its lasting effects on African Americans and to make recommendations to Congress on appropriate remedies.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon to you and members of the committee. I think we're all a little out of breath from racing around the Capitol these days, so I'm just going to take my moment to breathe and exhale. For the record, Abel Gordley, representing Senate District 23 in Portland, and it is a privilege and an honor to come before you with this Senate Joint Memorial 1, and I'd like to provide, in the way of testimony, some background information to support this request. And I would also say, Madam Chair, that we will provide written testimony to members of the committee as well. In 1844 and 1849, laws were enacted in the Oregon Territory banning Americans of African ancestry from owning property or residing in Oregon. These laws were retained in the Oregon Constitution when Oregon gained statehood in 1857. In 1868, the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified, banning states from enacting or enforcing laws that deny citizens equal protection or due process of law based on race. Discrimination, segregation, redlining, and restrictions from jobs, schools, housing, hotels and restaurants, and economic opportunity were facts of life in the state of Oregon. A drive to pass legislation prohibiting racial discrimination in public accommodations in Oregon began in 1919, but did not succeed until 1953, and at that time it was under the legislative leadership of then-state Representative Mark Hatfield. In 1997, the Oregon Legislative Assembly and Governor, through the historic Day of Acknowledgement, formally rejected Oregon's history of past racist practices, policies, and laws. The legislature pledged to work toward a state and nation that embraces the dignity and worth of its entire people. In November of 2002, Oregon voters passed Measure 14, at long last removing the last vestiges of racism in the language of the Oregon Constitution. And, Madam Chair, it is in the spirit, Madam Co-Chairs, it is in the spirit of healing and reconciliation that we desire to send this joint memorial to Congress. This memorial acknowledges the work that still must be done and the leadership commitment that is still required if we as a nation are to heal our racial wounds. Senate Joint Memorial 1 recognizes the material fact of the institution of slavery in the United States and its aftermath. Senate Joint Memorial 1 lays out the pervasive and persistent consequences of the institution of slavery in the United States and its aftermath. Senate Joint Memorial 1 is a formal request to the leaders of the United States Congress to examine these facts and make recommendations on appropriate remedies. Senate Joint Memorial 1, lastly, is an opportunity for the state of Oregon, which, although not a slaveholding state, was in fact a state which entrenched discrimination against slaves, former slaves, and the descendants of slaves, as well as all persons of African ancestry. What I'm saying here, Madam Chair, that this is an opportunity to take a first step, for our nation to take a first step towards absolving itself of this shameful legacy. I urge my colleagues today to not only hold a courtesy hearing on the memorial, but to move it forward to a work session. By doing this, you will be acknowledging and acting on the wishes of a constituency of Oregonians who are trying to help and who will be the bridge if our nation is to ever reach higher ground. Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Co-Chairs.
Thank you. Questions? Senator Cornley? Thank you.
I have a question.
Senator Corcoran.
Senator Gordley, it seems to me that there was some research done after the election of Nelson Mandela looking at the question of reparation in South Africa. Is it in that line? And then they came out with a series of recommendations based on that study. Is that what you're getting at in this particular resolution?
Madam Co-Chair, Senator Corcoran, there is a movement in the United States supported by African Americans that is a call for reparations, but it is also a call for racial reconciliation and racial healing in our nation. I think the best arguments and best case for why our nation, through our elected representatives at the national level, need to look at this issue, the best case is made in a book titled The Debt by Randall Robinson. Randall Robinson is the former director of TransAfrica out of Washington, D.C., so I would commend that book to you and his expertise on the subject. And I would also say to you, frankly, we had a number of people who wanted to provide testimony on this measure today. It's my understanding that they are on the freeway. They may not get here in time to do that, but we wanted to move ahead with the memorial, and particularly wanted to offer the memorial during this particular month, which is African American History Month. And so that's how I would respond to your question.
Madam Chair, would you tell me again, it's The Debt by?
The Debt, D-E-B-T, mm-hmm. And the author is Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Robinson.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions for Senator Gordley? Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave Finanke.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. For the record, David Finanke, Executive Director, ACLU of Oregon. And I just wanted to add my voice to that of Senator Gordley in support of SJM-1. And I think really the only thing I can add to her eloquent testimony in support of the bill is to just remind the committee that it was 61 years ago this month that the Western Command of the U.S. military issued the relocation and evacuation orders against all Japanese Americans living in the Western states. That particular wrong has been righted by this country. We have recognized that those orders were both morally and legally wrong to have been issued. But at the time before the commission to review the history of the internment of 120,000 Japanese Americans, there was much concern about where that commission might go. There were even many in the Japanese American community who didn't want to reopen old wounds. And I would submit to the committee that with regard to the treatment of millions of African Americans in slavery in the U.S. and the aftermath of that, that there is indeed a much greater wrong that was committed by this country. I think all Americans are in agreement on that. But we have not had a chance to go through the healing that still needs to happen in this country. We fought a civil war over that issue. We fought numerous political battles for the 100 years after the Civil War and beyond, and the society does continue to struggle with great divisiveness around issues of race today in this country, and I believe very strongly, and the ACLU also believes, that having this sort of commission would take us great leaps forward in that healing process and coming to grips with the wrongs that still remain. That's all I had, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any comments or questions for Dave? Thanks. Ms. Velma Hartwig? Thanks for joining us today.
My name is Velma Hartwig. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay. I have a little bit different viewpoint, perhaps, than some people. But I don't like to see divisiveness. No one in their right mind would agree that slavery was a crime against humanity, would disagree, rather, that slavery was a crime against humanity. We all know that. However, in demanding some sort of appropriate remedies to rectify the problem could result in a very divisive situation, pitting race against race, haves against have-nots, and on and on. If financial relief were demanded, who pays? Would it be my husband's family who came to America in the late 1800s and never owned a slave? Would it be my family who lost many relatives on the Trail of Tears? Would it be the descendants of the Chinese who were brought here as slaves to build the railroads? How about the English and Irish who sold themselves into slavery to come to America? The list is endless. Dr. Martin Luther King did not want divisive legislation passed. Remember his "I Have a Dream" speech? He didn't want appropriate remedies. He wanted all of our little children to sit down together in peace and love. African Americans have made great strides in the last 40 years. We have two brilliant people sitting on the president's cabinet. We have doctors, attorneys, teachers, poets, and a myriad of other brilliant and wonderful people who have accomplished success through hard work. One of my own personal heroes is Joe Clark, who took a baseball bat and cleaned out an inner city school, turning it from a crime-ridden failure to a place of peace and learning. I do not believe African Americans can't succeed. I worked with a woman named Ardell Williams when I was in California. She came from the slums of Detroit, from a family on welfare. According to the politically correct concept, She should have had a baby at 13 and gone on welfare herself. But she didn't. Instead, she studied hard and took the lowest paying job in the government, a GS-3. She put herself through college by going to night school. She married a very nice man and had twins. When I met her, she had worked up to a GS-11 and was on the general's staff. Ardell is a good example of what can happen. We don't need appropriate remedies. What we need is opportunities to train for jobs and or go to school, and heroes for our children to look up to. I do not believe African Americans are inferior because of something that happened 200 years ago. We need to encourage all of our youth to go for the gold in the game of life. We can't change the past, but we can change the future. Thank you.
Thanks. Are there any questions?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Senator Carter.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not.
Well, your testimony and your what you submitted sounds like a teacher, and I thought maybe you would be.
Oh, well, thank you. I have a sister and a mother who are teachers, but I am not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for driving so far to be with us today.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the audience that wishes to testify?
Co-chairs, members of the committee. My name is Martin Gonzalez, co-director of the Community Economic Development Program of the American Friends Service Committee. I'm also a spokesperson for the Latino Network in Portland. I didn't come prepared to speak today. I came here to be present as a dear friend and colleague before times, Senator Gorley, presented her testimony. But I feel moved to testify because I think that in terms of this Senate Joint Memorial, one bill will do, it's not, I think it has been argued, provide a forum for divisiveness. Quite the contrary. I think at this point in time, in our nation, there is importance to begin to heal the wounds, to begin to heal the divisiveness that it is present here today. Fortunately, many of us do not consider African Americans as less than us. But yet there are still people in this country that are coming to Oregon, and they are, you know, going to Northeast Portland and with the intention of killing somebody, a black person. It is hard for me to imagine how one would want to kill somebody else if they're not regarding as less than them. For me, I think the other part that is important in terms of this healing part is that it is about time, I think, that our government recognizes the contributions of African Americans. The fact that in the backs and the blood, sweat, and tears of African Americans, you know, this nation was built upon, and in terms of the contributions are not necessarily recognized, particularly as it regards to the hard labor that went into making this nation. I don't think that's necessarily recognized. Yes, we do recognize, you know, contributions like Senator Gorley and the contributions he's making here today, but we do not recognize necessarily the hard work that was done before, as, you know, we do not recognize necessarily how this nation has benefited in terms of, you know, taking advantage of Native Americans in this country, nor of, you know, taking half of the Mexican territory in terms of the War of 1847. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to support, you know, again, this bill. So I hope you do also.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Gonzalez?
Having been raised in Roswell, New Mexico, Madam Chair, I totally appreciate his comments about our theft in the 1800s.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course, it is like the Panama Canal. We stole it fair and square in the first place.
Okay. Okay. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify in the room? Senator Gordley, do you know for sure that there are some folks that will be joining us soon, or you don't know? Because
I would encourage you to move on, and whatever testimony they are planning to bring, we'll just...
Okay. Because we're happy to wait a few minutes. Unfortunately, we have nothing else on our agenda. So.
I wouldn't want to move on.
Okay.
You know, if we wait a bell, we won't do any harm. Think about that.
That's a good point. Keep him here.
Keep him here.
Madam Co-Chair, we have several measures on the agenda for Tuesday. It all have to do with campaign finance. Three proposals to amend the Constitution and one proposal for a statute change. We will have Ted Reutner here, I believe, to go over a little bit of the background of campaign finance. Many court decisions, as you know, impinge and provide the context for anything that you or the people of the state might wish to do on campaign finance. So that's what is scheduled for Tuesday.
Senator Atkinson, you just looked expectant or anxious or something. Well, on that note, seeing that we have no other folks to testify in this measure, I'd like to thank our folks that traveled so far to be here with us today. And with that, we are adjourned. And we'll see you all next Tuesday, or some of you anyway.